Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. At a recent conference of ocean leaders, many presenters addressed the overarching effect of climate change on Arctic ocean resources. As I listened, several points were mentioned that caught my attention as critical aspects of the larger issues and consequences that have been the subject of past editions of World Ocean Radio. For example, since the 19th century, observers have noted the existence of a layer of haze in the Western Arctic that has increased exponentially to the present and may be seen as a significant cause of warming temperature and loss of sea ice. The source has been attributed to Eastern Russia and China, most recently identified as the product of coal-fired generating and manufacturing sites, a phenomenon that will only increase as China and Russia continue to build coal plants and industrial base at a record rate. Many of us in the eastern United States, of course, think of this polluting process as a west-to-east distribution of poisonous exhaust from similar sources in the American heartland. The point to be made here is that the phenomenon is global, with similar negative outfall and effect downwind from every point of origin. A second example is the understanding that rising temperature results not only in ice melt, but in the warming of the landside permafrost layer and the decrease of its ability to sequester massive loads of carbon contained in plant matter frozen therein. Should present parameters increase by just a few degrees, the resultant release of a massive excess of CO2 into the atmosphere may expand conditions far beyond what we are now experiencing from other sources of greenhouse gas. Some experts warn that such a situation could evolve into a runaway scenario that could exceed any possible known mitigation process or estimated sequestration capacity by land or sea, and permanently shift the climate conditions on Earth. A third example focuses on the impact of climate on the ocean conveyor, the global system of winds and currents that is a powerful component of weather and the distribution of all aspects of the marine food chain. As temperature rises, these patterns may shift with potentially devastating consequences for coastal communities, the fishing industry, and public health. Research has already shown a notable temperature-driven northern migration of certain species of fish moving away from traditional feeding grounds in pursuit of shifting food supply. Public health officials have warned that these species include insects and certain microbes that contain the seeds of infectious diseases that may now newly affect human population. Finally, we may not fully understand the true cultural impact of all these examples on indigenous peoples of high ice environments. There are many consequences beyond environmental change: compromised hunting and fishing, social dislocation and increased poverty, and the destruction of cultural sites and religious meaning that we would find unacceptable in our lives. We are all familiar with social and political opposition to change labeled NIMBY, not in my backyard. We believe in wind power, but we don't want the turbines in view. We believe in resource management, but not when it limits our livelihood. We want good roads and schools, but not if it means higher taxes. In this context, the influence of climate and ocean may seem very remote, indeed irrelevant. Not so. The ocean is our backyard, and its deterioration is connected to consequences that can affect us each and every one. Power generation and industry, carbon release away, increased storms, shoreline inundation, migrating food supplies and disease, loss of cultural traditions. These are not really someone else's problems, are they? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole, in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.